Money FM 89.3, best of workday afternoon. Inspect a Gadget with Clarissa Montero and Christopher Lim from the Business Times with Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon and welcome to Inspect a Gadget on Money FM 89.3. I'm Clarissa Montero for the workday afternoon. Christopher Lim checking his watch in front of me.
Preparing, getting in the game.
Digital editor of the Business Times. Now, Monday is International Women's Day, so the whole of next week is International Women's Week because, yes, okay, we don't just get a day, we get a whole week. However, I know this for a fact. Women are very, very tech savvy. We like our gadgets, not possibly as much as men do, but we certainly like our gadgets. We like them cute, we like them colourful, and we like them efficient.
Functional.
No, efficient.
You don't like them functional?
They don't have to be functional.
They don't have to be practical?
Practicality is not our primary consideration when it weighs against small and cute.
No router for you?
That depends on how small and cute it is.
No, but the thing is, Clarissa, you actually gave me a lot to think about when we were talking previously about laptops and how actually you like a large screen laptop.
Mm-hmm.
Previously, when a laptop for many ladies was an additional gadget to complement their fixed desktop PC at home or at the office, things have changed now with working from home and working sometimes outside, such that it's very often your main machine, or at least for a large part of the week. So it's not about the smallest laptop anymore. You might want something that's larger and beefier while still being not too heavy, not too back-breaking.
You want better computing power. You want a screen that isn't going to make you blind after 2 hours. You don't want your fingers to be squeezy.
Yeah, blind. Here's the thing. You don't actually need crazy computing power for most office tasks. We're talking about spreadsheets.
Yes, but if you're going to have multi-screens up, you know, the work screen, the Zoom screen, and the online shopping screen all at the same time.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Computers are so fast these days, especially if you already have a solid-state drive, and it's fairly recent, that you don't need a monster powerhouse because a very beefy processor actually means heat, and if you put it on your lap, that's a problem. It also means, it kills your battery life as well.
We don't need the computing power to set off nukes. No, that's certainly right.
Yeah, you don't need a mobile gaming powerhouse, for example.
No.
So gaming laptops are very nice. I love them, but
Zoom,
you don't need them.
I repeat, Zoom. Whatever it was you're supposed to be working on and the online shopping portal that you're really actually concentrating on.
Multitasking, juggling between in order to maintain a semblance of work-life balance. Semblance? Why you laugh?
Because I'm a woman. I'm just waiting for you to tell me what cute gadgets you have for me. Are they pink is my first question.
Okay, not the first one. So earlier in the year, in January, we talked about some of the LG Gram laptops that were unveiled at CES 2021, Consumer Electronics Show, which was virtual this year, and where a lot of the year's gadgets are unveiled. So we talked about some of the highlights, including the new LG Gram model, but there was no pricing because it had just been unveiled.
Right.
Good thing is, the LG Gram family has been unveiled, their pricing's unveiled and all that, so we can actually talk about pricing. And of course, pricing is key. I mean, otherwise you just say get the best, right? So now we have some prices to talk about.
Okay. Yeah. Now, remind me again, why are these computers cool?
Okay. So as the name would suggest, the family's name is Gram. This is a light laptop family. And sizes range from 14 inches all the way to 17 inches. And while maybe in previous years I would have gone straight to the 14-incher, so to have a greater chance of fitting in your handbag or your small backpack, you mentioned, Clarissa, that actually you go for screen size matters to you.
Yes.
Especially if that's going to be now your default machine for working from home. So I'm actually going to choose the LG Gram 17 for our International Women's Day gadget spotlight.
Okay.
Because that's the largest. So 17-inch laptop for a mere, tips the scale at 1.35 kilograms.
That's actually very light.
I remember a time was when 1.35 kilograms was the weight of the so-called ultrabooks when they were first announced. It's featherweight. And those would be 11 inches or maximum 13-inch screen. And now we're talking about a 17-inch laptop tipping the scales at 1.35 kilograms. That's not bad. And it's not, it doesn't cost an arm and a leg, because I know you're going to ask me how much it's going to set you back by. Yeah? Well, it starts at less than $2,000. So if you go to the official LG Lazada store, if you are okay with a Core i5 processor, that starts at 1999. Of course, it goes up. If you want, that's a 10th generation Core i5 processor. If you want the latest 11th generation Intel Core processors, of course, that goes up, you know, well above $2,000.
What is that, like the i7 or something?
Yeah, and it's about generation. So all things remaining equal, you do want the latest generation, not just for the speed, but for the efficiency. Mm-hmm. So the newer the generation, the better your battery life is, actually,
right,
and
right.
the cooler it runs. But 10th generation is already pretty good. And mm-hmm. this ties in with what I brought up earlier, which is that you don't need a powerhouse. Actually, a 10th generation Core i5 processor is plenty good for most office tasks and online shopping.
Okay, online shopping, very important
to
me.
So 1999, what are we gunning for here? We're gunning for screen size. So that's the same. But even, you know, between the 1999 model and the $2,600 model, it's the same screen size.
Okay.
The key is we want a big screen size, yet low weight. That's the key selling point here, and that's what our modern, sophisticated, tech-savvy career woman wants.
Yes.
Right? Big screen, lightweight. You don't need a crazy fast processor. Actually, the 10th generation Core i5 processor will do you, you know, do most of what you want.
There are exceptions, obviously. There are some girls who are serious gamers, but for the most part, we're not.
Okay, so let's be clear what this isn't. The LG Gram 17 is not a gaming laptop.
Okay.
Of course, you can play some games on it, but it's not meant for that. It's also not meant for hardcore video processing. So if you shoot video on your SLR and then you want to crunch an hour-long video and transcode it to different formats, this is not the laptop for you. Although, actually, if you're talking about photo editing, it will handle photo editing just right. Just forget about hardcore gaming and hardcore video processing. Otherwise, you know, $1,999 for a 10th gen Core i5, plus free upgrade to 16 GB of RAM, and Microsoft Office Home and Student Edition, and antivirus for 1 year, and 2 years warranty, $1,999.
Okay.
Not bad.
Not bad. I quite like that. I just did actually buy a new laptop and I got a really good deal on it. I won't talk about it. Mm-hmm. But it was very light and it was 17-inch. Yes. Absolutely. Very, very crucial, that extra real estate on the screen as you get more involved in whatever you're working. If you're working on spreadsheets, etc., that 17-inch screen comes in very handy.
The great thing about a large screen is it doesn't get smaller with age. Mm-hmm. So other things, you feel it age, right? You go, okay, it's getting slower. My computer is getting slower. You know, I don't know why. You don't get that with the screen size. 17 inches stays at 17 inches and it will be as good in a few years as the day you bought it.
All right. Now, I'm going to completely blow past the whole Huawei Mate 40 Pro 5G. Because we've talked about this kind of stuff. I was actually having a bit of a giggle that you threw a hairdryer in there.
Hey, okay. First of all, I don't know why you're laughing. It's quite essential, especially in humid Singapore where, you know, sometimes just, your hair just doesn't dry as fast as you want it to, or it dries all frizzy or whatever the case may be. And yes, there are some expensive hairdryers that are worth the money. But the great thing about, you know, these are Xiaomi models, so the Mi Ionic Hairdryer H300. It's a new model. $39.90. I like Xiaomi stuff because they're very affordable.
Mm-hmm.
I actually own an early generation of this, and it's fantastic. So the question is, for $40 essentially, is it any good? Yeah, it's great unless you have very specific needs, unless you need a very high wattage for heat, which is not good for your hair anyway. So what do you get for $40? I think this is great. If your hair dryer is long in the tooth or it's broken down or you need an additional one, $40 is very accessible. And wow, you know, you get, you know, the tech spec 7-wing airfoil blades, airspeed of 20, you know, meters per second. Ultimately, it does everything you need it to, and it's light, made of plastic. It's tiny, it's portable. It's a bit of a no-brainer. So if you don't already have a hairdryer, of course you do, you probably do, or you want an extra one, or it's, you want something that you can carry around more easily, you should consider this. $39.90. You know, on Lazada and Shopee at Xiaomi's official stores on those two platforms.
All right. I'm just going to tell you that right now you're projecting men's sensibility. When you said if your hairdryer is long in the tooth, maybe you want to... We don't wait until, you know, it requires replacing. We like it. It's cute. Oh, cute. I can carry it. It's small. I'll have my fifth hairdryer.
Okay. I don't know if this is cute. It's white. It's very minimalist. But it doesn't look old school.
Is it portable?
It is. It's very light.
Then that is a selling point for the girls.
It and its predecessors are very light. It's all plastic, mm-hmm. but it doesn't feel plasticky. And yeah, it's great.
You know, I'm very disappointed, Christopher, that you did not bring me wireless earbuds that came in really cool colors like metallic pink or something.
Well, we are talking about gold beige ones.
It's not metallic pink.
They're actually a bunch.
Or baby blue.
Here's the thing. Most people like gold, whereas metallic pink or, I don't know, dazzling azure or whatever have you. You know, metallic sapphire may be polarizing. But gold, who doesn't like a nice pair of gold accessories?
All right, tell us more about the Jabra Elite 85T.
Okay, so Jabra is a well-known name in wireless communication stuff. They excel at sports wireless earphones. This isn't a sports model. This is more the executive model, the Jabra Elite 85T, which came out before this year. But as of January, there are new colors, and one of those new colors is gold beige. And here's the thing with truly wireless earphones. Not a lot of them come in a whole range of colors. Mm-hmm. So a lot of them are white or black or gray. Yes, there are some pink ones and all that. They aren't that common. And gold ones aren't that common either. And this, the Elite 85T, is one of the higher spec options out there that come in gold. Yeah, you don't have to put it with white or black or gray. It's high spec and it's an interesting color.
Okay. You said it is compatible with Alexa, Siri, and the Google Assistant. Isn't the Google Assistant Cortana?
Are you trolling me? Clarissa Montero. Cortana is Microsoft's smart assistant. You know, Google Assistant for Google. It's Siri for Apple.
She should have a name.
And Cortana is awesome. Cortana comes from the Halo series, from the Xbox. My goodness, don't get me started on gaming. Cortana is an awesome name for AI because she's the name of the AI in the Halo game series.
I know. Who said, if I remember correctly, we do because we can?
I'm impressed. Okay, your geek cred, just shut up, Clarissa. My jaw just dropped to the table.
I did play Halo, you know.
I see.
I love killing those cute little things that crawled on the ground. What were they called?
Yeah, the Covenant.
That's right.
They're not cute. They're out to kill you.
I know, but they were cute and they were easy to kill, so therefore.
But actually, you know, the smart assistants aren't what I really like about the Jabra Elite 85T. Mm-hmm. It's their microphones. They have a lot of microphones that help to power not just your voice quality, but the noise cancelling. So the more microphones you have in these headphones, the more effectively they cancel noise and the more effectively they capture your voice while cancelling the noise when you're talking, having a conversation. So Jabra's headphones are very effective at doing that. Voice quality is great, and it cuts the noise very effectively. So you've got 6 microphones built in them.
That's great. Actually, Jabra does have a reputation for that. Now, it's not cheap, though. It's $348.
Yeah, I mean, you get what you pay for. I mean, wireless charging, it's also splash-proof, you know, IPEX4 rated durability. Yeah, 2-year warranty against dust and water. So, hey, this is, like I mentioned, this is one of the more upmarket truly wireless models. It's the executive model.
It looks good. All right. Now, before we end the segment, you did point out that the new executive health screening provider you liked. What is that?
No, I wasn't going to talk about it. I just went for a health screening this morning.
You're talking about hours, as in hours.
Hours.
Oh, right. Oh, whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't care.
I want to let you know that I was still alive. I thought you'd be happy for me.
Okay,
you know?
I'm very happy that you're still alive, Christopher.
No, we're going to close with a Huawei Mate 40 Pro 5G, which has
you
a match promo.
You have 1 minute.
Okay, so there are plenty of phones out there. It's not every day that you get a $200 discount. So usual price is $1,598. Now, for the month of March, it's $1,398. And it's a great phone. Caveat is there are no Google apps on it, but it's a fantastic phone. Huawei's phones excel at camera stuff. So this is the latest and greatest model in its Mate series, the Mate 40 Pro 5G. Comes in silver or black. And this is a $200 discount for the month of March only. So I thought it was worth mentioning. Plus, during this month, you also get a ring light case. You know, it's a ring light. So for when you talked about lighting.
We talked about this last bit. Lighting, very important.
So it will flatter you, you know, when you're taking selfies or shots with your friends.
Okay, good to know. And on that note, that has been our special For the Girls edition of Inspector Gadget. I thought that you would be further off the mark with your selections.
Not bad, right?
But then again, you did not for the life of you think that I played Halo. So we both learned something about
look,
each
you know
other
up.
Today. You look me no up, exactly. Mm-hmm. So there you have it. I hope you had some gadget in there that Christopher suggested that you might like or buy for that special lady friend or spouse or significant other of yours to celebrate International Women's Day next week. This has been Inspector Gadget on Money FM 89.3. I'm Clarice Montero. He is Christopher Lim, digital editor of the Business Times.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.